And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, here at 9:35. Again, not taking phone calls at this time. If you have a question for the mayor or city manager, you can email those to studio@1350kman.com, and we will pass those along here. We've got one email in here right now from Robert, and who has a question for City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Ucciaretti. He writes, other jurisdictions are releasing their nonviolent offenders from jail, so they will not be responsible for the prisoners' medical expenses. Have you considered this humanitarian and at-risk and financial responsible action?
So that's really not in our wheelhouse of jurisdiction. That would be up to the law board and the Raleigh County Police Department, and I suspect some of the entities that maybe have had a place with different courts of convicting and incarcerating those individuals. I do know the jail has taken precautionary measures and is limiting visitation to the residents there, and so I'm not aware of a discussion that's occurred, but again, that's not really part of my purview, so I would normally be aware of whether or not they're making any of those considerations or discussions. I'm not aware that they had any of that discussion at law board. Yeah.
I don't think they did. I was briefly there at law board yesterday, but I believe Director Butler had discussed precautions they are taking with their own officers, with their inmates and visitation rights, as Ron mentioned. Law board would have to look at that a little bit closer and what they want to do with the offenders and such, regardless of violent, nonviolent. It's going to come back to, again, the system of healthcare officials, nurses, doctors, psychiatrists, whatever it is, and where they are needed. I think that's the Riley County Health Department is the main conduit to see what kind of health professionals we have available, when they are needed, and how to utilize them at the same time. They kind of give us some of that direction. But one of the reasons we're trying to do all of these other, quote-unquote, preventive measures or to reduce the spread of the virus is so people don't come in contact with each other. If you have offenders, regardless violent or nonviolent, that are still in the system, and they are, you know, not touching anybody, that's one of the things we want, is the social distancing. The other piece is that is not our call. Certainly we can work with them if they want us to be part of that discussion, and we have two city commissioners on law board as well to continue that dialogue.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Robert, for that question here. Again, more questions can be emailed to studio@1350kman.com. Let's get on with the general agenda here and talk about item B, and that is considering authorizing Public Works Administration request construction bids for the Kirkwood Drive extension.
This is an improvement out by adjacent to Susan B. Anthony Middle School. By the Dwight Eisenhower Middle School. In conjunction with the recreation center that we're building there and then the expansion of the school to accommodate sixth graders. Walters Drive connects with Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and obviously with those improvements occurring at Eisenhower, there's going to be a lot more traffic. We already have the intersection of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Walters Drive is a high accident intersection, and there's been quite a few accidents there, a total of 20 accidents over the last 5 years, with six of those being injury accidents. You might recall there was a tanker truck or 18-wheeler that went in the ditch to avoid a bus at one time, and so it gets pretty dicey with the speed limit of 55 miles an hour and people turning across that traffic, either left in or coming out of there. And so one of the things that we had planned to do with the improvements was extend Kirkwood so there's additional access to these new facilities, but we've had plans to look at extending Kirkwood across the Marlette Ditch and connect with East Marlette so that folks could have a different way of ingress and egress to that area utilizing the traffic signals on Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Marlette. And so We want to visit with the commissioners about that. We have design work complete. We also think that eventually KDOT needs to do some improvements to the existing intersection, and we've certainly applied for some funds, safety funds, to be able to do that. But we think this is a measure that we can take. We're estimating that cost to be about $1.2 million for the improvement. The bulk of that would come from our stormwater funds to be able to construct the bridge, and it's something that we have planned in our capital improvements program to do. And then we also have about $250,000 that would come from our surface transportation program. And then we're recommending the other $250,000 be funded through the formation of a transportation development district. So the land to the west of Eisenhower Middle School is currently land that's not annexed, and it's in the county. Half of that land is owned by Walters Morgan Construction. They're currently in the process of relocating and building a new facility at our business park by the airport, and they want to redevelop that land. So ideally, that the tracks there would be suitable for a neighborhood commercial development. That's what's in our land use plan, and they have written a letter of support to be able to do that, and are willing to put a transportation development district in place once that commercial entity would develop. That's a 20-year type of program where a portion of the sales taxes are collected and utilized to pay off improvements that help serve that. And so we did a similar arrangement out at Scenic Crossing at West Anderson and Kimball and Scenic Drive, not only with the Scenic Crossing development, but also with the Blueville redevelopment project. So we think it's a good tool, and we think this will be a substantial safety improvement and certainly make for better access. As part of that extension, there is a trail connection using trail funds to connect to the Marlette sidewalks and system that exists along there, so to provide better pedestrian and bicycle access to that area as well. So we're looking for the commissioners to concur with this so we could put the item out to bid and get those projects going so that they'll be complete by the time the rec center and the middle school expansion are complete.
Yeah. Now, I think this is I always think these discussions are sometimes self-explanatory, but I'm sure we'll have a thorough discussion on it and do what's in the best interest for. Well, I do appreciate Public Works and what they're saying is when they follow certain models, and we want those rec centers up and going. But we'll see what that timeline looks like also with the way this whole pandemic is working out in our community and the state.
Well, yeah, and obviously safety is a big concern here. That where Walters currently connects to Tuttle Creek Boulevard, you mentioned, Ron, that's a dangerous intersection. So would that, if this Kirkwood project went through to Marlette, would that connection there at Tuttle Creek, that would go away, or how would that change?
It wouldn't go away. We would recommend, and what we've suggested to KDOT is that they look at restricted. So basically limit, make it either right in, right out, or make it a three-way intersection, so you could maybe do a left turn in to Walters for southbound Tuttle Creek Boulevard. There's already a turning lane there. That's a little easier to do because you have better sight distance, but eliminate the left turn out of Walters once this alternative route is made available.
Okay. Well, that'd certainly be an improvement there for sure. But and then potential for commercial development up there. There's no gas stations in that area. That would be probably a critical need for some folks up there.
Yeah, the zoning in the comprehensive plan identifies that to be a kind of a neighborhood commercial component, and certainly convenience gas stations are typically a big component of that neighborhood commercial aspect.
All right, so that is under consideration tonight. That'll just be a discussion point tonight. No vote on that.
So not on the development, but we are asking permission from the commission to proceed with city.
Okay. And that concludes the general agenda here, a portion of the meeting tonight. We'll get in and talk a little bit about the consent agenda when we return from break here. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.